Do not take me for some conjurer of cheap tricks.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I've been joined live via Zoom by a very fine guest. Somewhat famous. She's a comedian. She's a digital personality here in the great state of Wisconsin. She is Kristen Bry. Kristen, how you doing, sister?
I'm good. I did hear you pronounce my name wrong.
I blame that on Siri. I have the New Zealand style Siri just because I like the foreign language sounding voice.
I blame it on the spelling. It looks like Bray because it's B-R-E-Y, which looks like it should rhyme with gray. So what I always say is it's Bry like try, don't ask me why.
That's pretty good. You know, I've been bugging you a lot in the last day or two, so I've called you a couple times. And I'm so lazy. I won't even dig out a phone number. I just tell Siri, please call Kristen Bry. And then Siri goes, oh, you mean Kristen Bray? And she says that to me every time, and I blame it on Siri. But Kristen,
well, she also doesn't know what you're trying to say the F word and just replaces it with duck. So still haven't taught her that one either.
Kristen, you're a Wisconsin girl. Where'd you grow up?
I am.
Where's
I grew up
home
in Madison.
For you? Oh, Madison.
Madison. Yeah. So grew up in Madison, went to Madison West, go Regents. My parents are from Wisconsin Rapids and they now move back to Wisconsin. Well, not now. They've been back for over 12 years.
Wisconsin Rapids, the paper city.
The paper city, very well, not right now. That paper mill is closed as of right now. They've not gotten that grant to get the co-op that they were working on last year so far. But they're from Wisconsin Rapids. They now live in Wisconsin Rapids. And so when I first moved back to Wisconsin in 2020, I was in Wisconsin Rapids. So I think a lot of times people get confused that I am from there, but I am from Madison. And then moved back and then moved to Milwaukee in October of 2020. So been back in the state for over 2 years, been in Milwaukee, just shy of it.
And Kristen, for those that are unaware of your varied resume, where'd you go when you left Wisconsin? You got out and then you came back.
But
where'd you go when you got out?
So I've lived many lives. When I first moved to Los Angeles in 2003, when I was a junior in high school and 16 years old, I was moving to be an actress. And so I had an agent and a manager and I had auditions and I booked some jobs. I have an IMDb page where I have a very, very blonde photo of me at 18 years old. So I moved to act and like I was a performer from the basically coming out of the womb. And so, but by the time I was 20, I kind of looked at the lifestyle of an actor and I was like, I should go to college and started going to community college in Santa Monica, ended up transferring to UC Berkeley, which was great, which was a very good school, very proud to have gone there. And then thought that was where I studied public health, public policy and with gender studies. And so I really thought I was going to go work in like family planning, like international family planning and hand out birth control. But it was the Bay Area. But I worked in tech. And so I got a job at startups, worked in tech, managed sales tech bros, and then moved to New York. And then once I was in New York and I got out of the tech scene of San Francisco and Donald Trump had gotten elected and I realized I don't want to sell software for the rest of my life. So then I started stand up and I started sketch and improv. And most importantly, I started teaching myself how to do video work and making kind of short, funny videos that were inherently political and did that. And then ended up back in Wisconsin in the beginning of 2020, because I thought I wanted to make a documentary about Wisconsin voters and how you get Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin and how you get voters who vote for Scott Walker and Tammy Baldwin, you know, and so we are a weird state, a very, very unpredictable state. And so I thought that would be a really compelling story to tell. And I got back and everything shut down. And so from there, I took what I knew about making short content and started making funny videos about how to get your absentee ballot and a lot of get out the vote type stuff. Cause I kind of realized all of the get out the vote organizing tactics are usually things that happen in person. And since none of us were doing a lot in person in 2020, I thought I could be of use by making entertaining content that still showed you how to do stuff like that. And there was an audience for it. And so there was enough people who really liked my take on things and how I did it with TikTok style videos that it became pretty obvious that I needed to keep doing it. And now it's been over 2 years that I've been doing that. So it's a weird full circle of like, you can literally draw a map of how my life went. And I just ended up basically, but where I started from in Wisconsin performing.
And Kristen, your brand, Kristen Bry, fine comedian and varied enterprises, but Kristen, Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, the brand is Asgos, Wisconsin. And I've said for years, I've been doing this about a decade. I've said for 10 years, it effectively foreshadows. It's the, yeah, the bad governance, the fascism that's come down the pike on the national level. A lot of it came from Scott Walker's chemistry set. So anyways, Wisconsin is sort of a cauldron for politics, and the name, where'd the name come from?
So I think it actually originally the phrase was as goes Ohio, so goes the nation. But then Ohio became more and more red and less of a swing state that predicted largely who was going to be president. And it really kind of became Wisconsin. I know there's some other states like Pennsylvania and Michigan and even Georgia now that think that they're also deciding states, and they are. But like truly, that's where the term comes from, is as goes, so goes the nation. But I also think, like you just said, Wisconsin actually backs that statement up on more ways than just predicting who's going to be president. Because if you think even in recent history, let alone, you know, the history of how many things started in Wisconsin that were then adopted nationally, like Social Security, kindergarten, unemployment, or like I think some of the child work labor laws, like they all started here because we had such a progressive past in the early 20th century that things, it was the laboratory of democracy, right? That like ideas started here and then got
hell, the adopted. Republican Party started in Ripon, Wisconsin.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but then in more recent history, I think it's really easy to draw the lines between Walker kind of being a pre-Trump Trump who ran on this, like, especially compared to Tommy, right? Tommy wanted everyone to love him and did largely, right? Like he's most winning, I ever won every county in whatever year that was. But Walker seemingly ran on, I'm just going to double down on the base and that's going to get me there. And that's largely what Trump did, right? And like kind of this like divisive rhetoric. And then fast forward to 2018 and Democrats being like, all right, who do we put up against Walker? All right, let's go with the old moderate guy. And then in 2020, what did Democrats do again? Let's go with the old moderate guy. And so much of the trends of where we see nationally, I think, and some people might call it a stretch, but I think it's pretty clear that like, because of the format, like the makeup of our electorate, it is kind of like the canary in the coal mine.
You know, old moderates, let's talk about them for just a minute, be it Tony Evers, the current governor of the state of Wisconsin, or Joe Biden. I don't know that I would say that the Democratic Party or the base or the grassroots, at least the people I meet when I go out on the road or when we do town hall style and we have people calling on the radio. I don't know. I certainly know and met right away people that supported Joe Biden right out of the gate. But Joe Biden was the known brand. Tony Evers is the known brand. And something I've noted about the Democrats, I mean, Donald Trump was a different sort of known brand. He was the outsider brand. He was this, you know, WWE villain, but he didn't play nice. He bare-knuckled his way through the primary. Guy like Scott Walker, he was the choice of so many. He was the early front runner. It's so hard to believe that Scott Walker was the early front runner going into Iowa. People thought he was perhaps the Republican nominee. And then Donald Trump got in the race. He just crushed Scott Walker's soul and all his political ambitions because he was so much better and he wasn't going to stay in his lane. He wasn't going to be a nice guy. He's just going to bash his way through the field. Well, because the Democrats, and I'm not saying it's the right formula, but whoever's in first place the day they all jump in probably is going to win the primary because the Democrats never go after each other. and they leave the rough and tumble to the general election. So you can be a nice moderate and your opponents never really tear you down. The worst Joe Biden ever got was Kamala Harris, right? I was that girl. And that's the worst that ever stuck.
Yeah. The idealist in me doesn't hate. I also just hate partisan primaries. Like, I am a huge fan of Final Five voting. And I think a lot of the problems we have right now of how extreme everything is because of partisan primaries and how, like, the race to the bottom is not always the bottom, but like it's less about who has the most general appeal. And it's more of, the base, you know, because so few people, what is it, like 20-30% of people actually vote in primaries. And so those end up being the people who decide who we vote for in the general. And so I am not a fan of that anyways. I get that the whole reason the parties just used to pick it themselves. And so that didn't feel like democracy either, that you just gave the power to the parties to decide who got to the general. And there was a lot of literally politics of who got picked. But I don't know. That's a different soapbox to get onto. But I don't know. The moderate thing, like, I don't think it's a terrible, I don't know. It's hard because it's a big tent, right? Like, there's a lot of people you got to appeal to. And then you also kind of have to try to appeal to people who, once you get in that position, especially an executive position, to try to work with people that aren't just necessarily on your side. And so I would say my politics are not necessarily, like, my ideal world is probably not super moderate, but moderates don't bother me because I feel like if at least people are willing to try to get things done, we don't stand still, which is what it feels like both federally and in this state of when, like, we just get nothing done.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. She's Kristen Bry. Her brand is As Goes Wisconsin, and her new endeavor is hosting a radio show on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM, the Shaw. So we're kind of scooping ourselves. We didn't even drop the press release yet. But no. Your brand new show dropping on Tuesday, right after the holiday. And it's a midday show. You're taking on Scafidi. You're taking on the national.
Not quite. I'm taking on Wagner. Scafidi rolls off at 12. So people who listen to TMJ.
Oh, my bad. I guess I haven't. I haven't ever been so enthralled by Scafidi. I stuck around to see what time he got off.
Hey, that's what I actually Scafidi's how I got into radio at all, because he started inviting me on his show. So I have he is a dear friend. I don't know what Jeff Wagner well, so I can't say that about him. But I do know that I'll probably talk about things very differently than what Jeff Wagner talks about at the same time. But yeah, I get a show. As Goes Wisconsin is going to be a show, because up until now, it's largely just been, short videos that you can find on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and Facebook under As Goes Wisconsin. But now it's actually, you're going to need 2 hours of airtime between noon and 2, 5 days a week, no pressure, but I am thrilled. I'm very excited.
Well, as are we. And I got to tell you, initially I was concerned, you know, you've done these short, funny things, but 2 hours, that seems like a lot of time to fill each and every day. But as I've gotten to know you a little bit better, Kristen, I think, well, I don't know if that's going to be enough. 2 hours for Kristen. She can filibuster through that on the second question.
I literally was thinking about that this morning. I was like, well, the good news is we'll start with these two. And if it starts to feel every day that two is not enough, maybe I'll be able to negotiate my way into three.
I know a guy who just threw one back. You know, be careful what you wish for. Why don't you stick around? Kristen Bry, our friend and new host on WAUK 540 AM. And of course, the Shaw 101.1 FM. And she's going to start on Tuesday, July 5th, noon to 2 p.m. Going to lead right into the Doolin Tangents. So we're excited about it. We are expanding the live lineup. 11 hours of live local radio coming out of southeastern Wisconsin each and every day. 16 hours of live radio going out on WAUK. So if you're not listening, now at least get the app. Listen and come back. More with Kristen Bry, more Devils Advocates.
Good luck. We're all counting on you. Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday that sure does feel a lot like a Friday going into a holiday weekend. And coming out the other side, we're going to have kind of a big deal. Kristen Bry is going to be hosting As Goes Wisconsin, noon to 2 p.m., going to launch her on WAUK 540 a.m. on Tuesday. And, of course, the Shaw 101 FM. Kristen, appreciate you sticking around. Now I got to get a couple of hot takes out of you, sister.
All right.
Roe v. Wade. Let's start there. Roe v. Wade, got to be a gut punch. How would you describe it? How do you think it may change the elective cycle?
I certainly hope it changes it, because as I know you were saying at the top of the hour, the predictions of this, you know, the sweep that Republicans are expected to have in the fall, whether that's accurate or not, I don't know. But what I'm interested in is the fact that I think this is potentially happening early enough that this is going to affect people in the next 5 months that didn't think that this would affect them, that are probably not largely political people. And, you know, I had people on Friday who, despite the leak, despite as much news coverage as I feel like there's been, they just don't consume that much news. And it's not because they're not educated people. It's just they have whatever their career is or their lifestyle of they're busy and just consuming as much news like it's cocaine. Like, I feel like we do, because it's also part of our job, but, you know, it's addicting to get those notifications. You're like, what happened now? And, you know, there's a lot of people who I don't think they've put it together of this is not just about people who don't want to be pregnant, especially in a state like ours, where what are our lawmakers going to say about investigating women who have miscarriages? Right? Because it was an illegal medical abortion because you found some pills, or was it a true miscarriage? What's going to happen with IVF? Because if life starts at conception, what about what happens to people who are using IVF because they want a baby, but IVF, you discard embryos? What happens for women? How close to death do you have to be for a doctor to be able to give you an abortion if you have an atopic pregnancy, or if your water broke at 19 weeks and you're potentially going to become septic? Like, this affects so much more than just the right-wing talking point that women who use abortion as birth control, which is total BS, because it is healthcare. And we're also a state that, what are we going to do with the kids? What are we going to do with kids that weren't wanted? We don't have paid leave. Daycare is more expensive than sending your kid to college. We have not expanded Badger Care. Like, we've done so little in this state for people who are already struggling with the kids that they have, that, like, my hope is that this activates more people than the people who are already obviously upset about this, and makes them realize that, like, all right, well, now if it's at the state level, let's try, despite our super gerrymandered maps, make a difference at the state level.
Okay.
That wasn't very funny.
Appreciate, sister, that you're putting down roots and you're back to Wisconsin. But I've got a 27-year-old daughter living in L.A., and love to see her. She's coming home this weekend. Very excited to see Kelsey Kidd. But if I were her, in the current state where abortion's illegal in Wisconsin, and, you know, she's a career woman, she's not ready. That's not a choice that some man or some government should make for her. So why would she want to live here? Why would I encourage her to come back to the Midwest and live under draconian 1849 laws? How do we keep them on the farm? You know what I'm saying, Kristen? Why?
I mean, truly,
how do we keep our best and brightest under these circumstances?
Yeah, I know. And that is, like, I always come back to, especially as someone who is a boomerang who left and came back. And I'm in a very fortunate position where the work that I want to do, I was able to, you know, as, you know, we talk about all the time on talk radio, it's a lot of men. So even the fact that I'm a woman who wants to do this, or the comedy aspect of trying to like take the Daily Show, but apply it to Wisconsin politics. Like there just wasn't a lot of people trying to do that, which is why I think I've been able to find so much success fast in Wisconsin versus, you know, hustling in LA to try to do the exact same thing. Cause there's so many more people doing the same thing. So, but that doesn't mean that there's a part of me that sometimes is like, wow, like what are we going to live under? Right. And especially if, let's say Tony Evers doesn't win again, and we go back to a government that is all secured in one party, are they just going to pass, not even just with Roe v. Wade, but a bunch of different laws that feel like maybe we should go live in Chicago?
It was pretty bad for a decade under the governance. Entirely Republicans had all the levers of power. The one thing I would point you towards, and everyone, I try to point this out, the most important race is probably the race next spring, at least in terms of outcomes. Well, we got to get rid of Ron Johnson, but we've got to win back the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If we don't have a fair court to go to, if you can no longer utilize the federal courts because eventually it could end up before the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's so bad that you get nothing but political decision after political decision. Well, we've seen that on the courts here for a long time as well. We could win the courts back. That is such a big deal.
Hagedorn kind of has a swing kink, it seems like, because he's despite his conservative views, he is kind of the guy that we hold out on. It's like, all right, is he going to actually vote with the law instead of an ideology? And he has a couple times, which has been like shocking. So if we can, you know, in 2023 in the spring election, mark your calendars, get not a Will and WMC backed justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, that would certainly be a step in the right direction.
Well, don't think Hagedorn's such a high and mighty because he wrote Act 10.
I just like that swing kink.
That was clever. That was funny. So I'll let you work on a little material here, sister. Let's not get too serious because, you know, it's a big holiday weekend. But coming out the other side, I expect big things out of you. Got any guests booked up for next week? Now you got a big show, better start booking them.
So one of the things I'm kind of excited about, instead of having a consistent co-host like you and Dom, or how Luke and Brian have their show, I'm kind of excited to tap into, I've met so many interesting, smart people in Wisconsin since being back and having rotating co-hosts. And so having kind of someone with a different viewpoint, different background, different part of the state who can go through the day's headlines with me and maybe get a different take on what the person the day before said. And so, I got a lot of people already lined up for next week that are pretty excited to have a platform to get their voice heard.
Well, Kristen, I hope the audience is looking forward to it. Tune in as goes Wisconsin with fine host Kristen Bry. It'll be like smoking crack on the radio. Just teasing, FCC, just teasing, you know, figuratively. Kristen, have a wonderful weekend. I'll listen for you, on Tuesday. Again, the big show launches noon on Tuesday, July 5th. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Dom joins next.
It was great. It's crack. It gets you really